Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece about web scraping fundamentals for data science. It's all about getting that precious data.
Data, data, data. It's the fuel for the AI engine, right? So how do we get it from the web?
Exactly. This article emphasizes how crucial data is, calling it the lifeblood of data science. Without it, even the fanciest algorithms are useless. That's where web scraping swoops in.
Web scraping? Sounds like something out of a spy movie. What's the deal?
Think of it as a data harvest from websites. You use code, often in Python, to extract valuable information. This article focuses on Python libraries like Beautiful Soup, Selenium, and Scrapy.
Okay, so Beautiful Soup, Selenium, Scrapy, they're like our data mining tools, right? Which one is the easiest to use?
Beautiful Soup is considered beginner-friendly. It helps you parse HTML and XML, creating a structured tree of the website's content. Then you can pinpoint the data you need.
Like picking the best fruit from a data tree. Got it. What about Selenium?
Selenium is the multi-tool. It automates browser actions, filling forms, clicking links, you name it. Super powerful, but maybe not the first choice for absolute beginners.
And Scrapy?
Scrapy is the serious framework for large-scale crawling and scraping. It's efficient and built for complex tasks. Think industrial-grade data harvesting.
I'm getting the picture. But how does this actually work? Can you give an example?
The article provides a step-by-step guide to scraping quotes from a website called quotes.toscrape.com using Beautiful Soup and the Requests library. You inspect the web page, identify the HTML tags holding the data, then write Python code to extract and save it, often in a CSV file.
So it's like targeting specific elements within the website's code, right?
Precisely. You're basically telling your script, I want the text inside this tag and the data from that attribute, and then it neatly organizes everything for you.
Amazing. Sounds pretty straightforward, but are there any ethical considerations?
Absolutely. The article reminds us to always check the website's robots.txt file. It tells you what parts of the site you're allowed to scrape. Respecting these guidelines is crucial.
Good point. Don't want to get into trouble. Any final thoughts?
Web scraping is a powerful skill for any data scientist. It opens a vast universe of information. But remember, ethical scraping is responsible scraping. And with that, we've reached the end of our discussion. Thank you for listening.
Goodbye.